So we've seen that we're going somewhere, but for some of us, the destination may not be exactly what we thought. Yes, we will go to heaven when we die, that's a given. But as we've already seen, this is not all about us. There's someone else involved here. The cross was not necessary just because of our dislocation from God, but to God himself, as we've seen. Left in our fallen, sinful state, he couldn't look on us. Something had to be done. But we can still get fixated on ourselves and forget that he initiated all this. The fact that he has a desire too can go largely unnoticed if we major on our needs being met, our security, identity and belonging, and our ticket to heaven. We are still very self-referential, very self-centred in our belief system. While these are still our only consideration, we're stuck in the what's in it for me question. The fact is that it is God who had the dream. He initiated all this. He has had a dream from the Garden of Eden where he placed his first couple, Adam and Eve, and told them to go forth and multiply. Give him a nation, a people of his own, who would live in eternal love and fellowship with him. Had they done so, his dream would have been realised there and then. But there was a great interruption, a giant dislocation between man and his maker, which, even when we're born again, has to some extent still eclipsed the maker's purpose in creation. His intention was to have a people for himself. When he called Abraham to be the father of a nation, that was his intention. When he sent Moses to Pharaoh, it was with the message, "Let my people go, that they might worship me." When he calls us, it's always to himself, to fulfil his dream, not ours. Keep in mind here that we're about the business of getting our thinking the right way up, and here's something you may not have thought about. God wants his pleasure too. This is his plan being unfolded. We just came in at the end, like going to the cinema halfway through the programme. We need to see the film round again from the beginning to get its real meaning clear. God is the one who had the dream. Jesus was the one who returned it to him. You are that dream. Now we've got it the right way up.